And now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
It's that time. What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything is kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Huggles.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
T-G-I-F-T-J-M-S. Did this week go by A-S-A-P or W-H-A-T? Man, time flies when your team ain't in the Super Bowl. Well, let's deflate this week's contenders, shall we? Start with a team that was this close to going to the show, the Green Bay Slackers. Yep.
Wow.
There's no way in NFL hell you let a quarterback come back after throwing four mofo interceptions. Contender number two, J. Anthony Brown. Yep.
What?
Our very own, or is he?
Oh. Ooh.
When I saw Jay on TV the other day,
yes,
on a competing station, I damn near deflated my Black Friday flash screen, Sybil. I mean, you don't see Dez Bryant hanging out with RG3, do you?
No, sir.
Oh, mofos ain't loyal, and those clothes wasn't loyal either. Plaid to the bone. But Jay is one of the coolest hot sauce CEOs I know. Yeah. I mean, what bro you know can go toe-to-toe with Tabasco, Frank, and mess with Texas Pete? Contender number three, Tiger Woods, or should I call him by his new name, Tyrone Woods? Y'all heard about the Flake Gate, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is the front gate. Yep. Earl Jr. lost his front too. Supposedly, it was knocked the front out by a camera.
No,
while in Italy, supporting his Caucasian boo thing, Lizzie Vaughn, celebrating her 63rd World Cup race. Well, now speculators are saying a camera couldn't possibly knock Tiger's tooth out, Sybil. Because it was no blood or anything.
Right.
Now, I don't know what the hangover hell happened, but the tooth will come out. Sybil, Tiger looked like the little boy on the cover of the Mad magazine there.
Yes! That's it.
You nailed it.
Contender number four, Greg Anthony. Yeah, I know, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Hug.
The draws will always be a brother downfall. I say it all the time. Former NBA, I hate to report this, it hurts me to my heart, but former NBA player and CBS sports analyst got caught up at a Doubletree in D.C. trying to spend some do-re-mi on a hoe for a fee. Yep. Greg Anthony, a.k.a. Computer Love. Now, I didn't have time to hit my chest and do the hand thing, you know, like boom, boom. Well, he got jammed up in a prostitution sting. Ain't that a beat? Trying to buy some pee at a Doubletree in D.C. Where they do that at? Vegas? I guess NBA means Negroes buying ass. AJ. They caught that quicker than he can get to his zipper. I mean, he didn't have time to whip out. Contender number six, the New England Patriots, a.k.a. the New England Scam Chowder. Now, these are Balterers. I call them a Balterers. Are in the Super Bowl, and if they didn't beat the Colts so damn bad, we probably can argue for the Colts. I mean, after the fake gate, they alter 11 of the 12 balls in that game against themselves and act like they didn't know proper ball weight. We can't even argue in the Colts defense. They lost so bad. That's like somebody taking an air out some boxing gloves, Tom, and defending somebody that got knocked the hell out.
Yeah, right.
Well, The time has come. Hate on the House Speaker John Boehner, you are the Bama of the week. Week. Somebody he's hating so much he's turning orange now. Y'all enjoy y'all weekend.
Have a good one.